Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. I know, it sounds a little fluffy, but trust me on this one. In our high-pressure world, where we're constantly bombarded with expectations and demands, learning to be kind to ourselves is not a weakness, it's a superpower. Think about it. When you make a mistake, how do you talk to yourself? Are you your own worst critic? Do you dwell on the negative? We all have those moments, but here's the thing. Practicing self-compassion can totally change the game. It's like giving yourself a warm hug when you need it most, a reminder that you're human, you're doing your best, and that's enough. So, what does this whole self-compassion thing actually look like? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Treat yourself like your best friend. Ever notice how you'd never rip into a friend for making a mistake? You probably offer support, encouragement, and maybe even a slice of their favorite pie. Well, it's time to extend that same kindness to yourself. When you stumble, instead of beating yourself up, imagine what you'd say to a dear friend in the same situation. Would you be harsh and judgmental? Or would you offer understanding and compassion? 2. Recognize that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Instead of letting mistakes define you, view them as valuable lessons. Every stumble is an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to become even stronger. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me, it's incredibly powerful. Mindfulness means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice yourself spiraling into negative thoughts, gently bring your focus back to your breath, your body sensations, or the sounds around you. It's like hitting the pause button on those unhelpful thought patterns. 4. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that can be super critical and harsh. But remember, it's just a voice, not the ultimate truth. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we discover that our inner critic is exaggerating or being unnecessarily negative. 5. Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives can make a world of difference. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor a delicious meal or a sunny afternoon. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been working on this huge project at work, but she's feeling overwhelmed and stressed. The deadline is looming, and she's doubting her ability to finish it on time. Instead of spiraling into self-criticism and panic, Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers to treat herself with kindness, and reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes, even experienced professionals. She focuses on one task at a time, breaks down the project into smaller, manageable steps, and reaches out to her colleagues for support. See how practicing self-compassion helps Sarah navigate a tough situation? It's not about giving up or lowering your standards, it's about approaching challenges with greater understanding and resilience. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion, especially from yourself. The more you practice these principles, the stronger your mental well-being will become. You'll find yourself better equipped to handle stress, bounce back from setbacks, and navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace and resilience. So take a moment right now to offer yourself a little kindness, maybe smile at yourself in the mirror or say a few words of encouragement out loud. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below or on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic State of Mind for more insights on building resilience, discipline, and a fulfilling life. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.